Greetings. This is James Gilman broadcasting live from the East City Ranch. It's As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got quite an awesome show coming up tonight. We thought we'd bring one of the speakers that's going to be here at the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference. And yes, there are tickets still available if you want to sign up for that conference. It's going to be an awesome event. You know, we've got Michal Ledwith, John Kelly, Lisa Renee. I can just go on and on with these speakers, Alfred Weber. There's so many speakers that are on the list. If you just go to eastedi.org and click on the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference, you can check them out. We'll have John Kelly doing reverse speech, and who knows, maybe we'll get into some of the latest events and what's truly behind these events. There's so many things going on right now. I know a lot of people know about the death of Michael Jackson, and you know, we've got Farrah Fawcett died, and then Ed McMahon. I guess we won't be getting those clearinghouse checks, but there's a few others out there that seem to be dropping like flies lately. It's quite interesting. They should stick around and see what's coming up. It's going to be exciting times in the future. David Carradine also passed away. People go, well, it comes in threes. Well, this one came in fours, and who knows, there might be a few behind it. But anyway, it's quite interesting. I felt a huge influx of energy right about this time, and I know with the summer solstice, we had some amazing energy come in, and it just kept building, and a lot of people had a lot of trouble with this energy. And just a day ago, it seems like everybody was kind of letting off a lot of steam yesterday, and things really being pushed to the surface for everyone. So it was quite interesting, you know, watching this process and trying to maintain that observer where you're just observing the process and allowing people their process and not having any attachment to the process. But it's quite an interesting phenomenon we're undergoing, this major awakening and healing process, and I can't think of a better person to talk a little bit about this subject other than Nahi, a good friend, and she's over in Maui right now. So let's see if we can bring Nahi on the air. Nahi, are you with us?
Hey, aloha. Aloha. Aloha, Jabe.
How are you today?
Very good. The weather has been such a wonderful 85 degrees, 72 at night, you know. It's perfect weather for beach weather. The surf's up today. People were, you know, everyone's at the Cove Park here in Kihei and surfing, you know, and we got a nice swell going. Yeah. Life is very beautiful in the island of Maui.
Yeah, a lot of movement.
Yeah, we got some fog, we got a lot of fog though from the Big Island, you know. So, you know, she's still Madame Pelly is still, you know, alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know,
is she getting a little more active lately, or
more the plume, you know, the ash. It's not she's not spewing out fire, but it's just the ash. And I heard they had to, you know, they're teaching the kids at school, you know, children at school over at Big Island, how to protect themselves, and the schools do close when it gets too heavy. We have beautiful sunsets, so I mean, it's really nice when there's fog in the air over here at Maui, because it becomes really orange and reds and purples. It's really nice. And the moon last night, the crescent moon, was like a beautiful bright orange. It was so beautiful, you know. Yeah.
I just looked out. Yeah, the moon's straight overhead right now. I just looked up and saw the moon a little while ago. We'll probably see it setting by the time it, you know, it stays light here till, God, it's like 10:30 or so.
Wow. Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just curious, are you experiencing these huge influx of energy? And I bet, you know, you do counseling and work like that. I'll bet you've been real busy lately.
Oh, James, I've been very, very busy. My schedule is full. I'm turning away clients, you know, because I'm getting ready for next week. And I'm taking them up till the day I leave, and my calendar is full, and I have to, you know, book them after I come back. But it's like the energies that's showering down upon us at this time is like, you know, sometimes we feel it's like you get sensitive people really feel like a chill or like they're getting a flu symptom, you know. But it's just energy that's just like big time, like a tsunami of waves coming through the islands on this part of the world here in the South Pacific. We really feel it. And so what it is, we need, you know, to, they say, you know, go to the ocean and be in pono, so to speak, you know, stay balanced, rest and take little naps, you know, because you can heal yourself while this vibrational, you know, thing is in the air, is in everything in the earth, and in the trees and the stones. And so, yes, we're really feeling it. People feeling like, you know, releasing. They're releasing a lot, and it's amazing clients that are, and the stories that they're coming. A lot of them are like coming. They their story is, they really know that they have to, you know, let go or release, ho'oponopono, forgive, and things like this, and go to the center, the core of their center, and to and make them and stay in that center. But it's so, you know, when the mind goes into a shadow or the darkness, a doubt or fears, it's really that's what's coming up right now in a lot of human beings is here. It's like all this shadow, and then so after they come to me and we get them going with ho'oponopono and clearing and forgiveness work and, you know, cutting cords and stuff, they feel much, much better, and they feel good, and they cry, they release with tears of joy, I feel with the economy now too, you know, a lot of people are coming to the medicine people, so to speak, the shamans, the kahunas, because they, and the seers, they just need to have more insight. They feel they should have, they wish that they could get to that place where we put our boundaries. We feel, oh, we can't go there. But in spirit, there is no boundary, you know. So we cut the, we help them to get through the boundaries and the feeling that, you know, that they're only a little, in a, like they're in a little pot, like a pot that, you know, they're trying to grow and flower, but they can't, you know, the roots are held, you know, because they're confined. But when we get, help them to give, like, rebirth themselves or say, hey, no, you can expand your spirit, you know, beyond that physical body. You are spirit. Mm-hmm. And then, and the earth is your mother, and she will, you know, ground you. Walk barefoot. Walk barefoot under the full moon, you know, and they receive that liquid silver crystal light from Grandmother Moon. So I go out and play under the sun and get some vitamin D and some fresh air and breathe. And this will heal, you know, either the physical body, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual, connecting and to the source. Yeah?
Yeah, it's definitely, we're being pushed. Somebody was asking me a question just recently about the earth changes and how that was going to go about. And she was kind of, you know, talking about how a lot of these senators and all these other people, they have these little e-tickets that they're going to go underground, you know, and just ride this thing through and come back up and think everything's going to be hunky-dory. And I told her, I said, I don't think it's going to work that way because the whole earth is ascending. And if you're not of the right frequency, you're not going to be here, basically. So,
yeah.
Do you have any wisdom to share in that arena?
Well, you know, I see a change, a shift with the colors of what is showering upon us here in Hawaiki. And today I noticed that a lot of the benevolent beings, or, you know, the stars nation, they're really trying to help us here and you know, help us to stay in the Earth's polarities and in the human, the emotion and our polarities within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, like, just violet rays just beaming down, and well, I was just kind of, you know how that you just kind of being, you're not really thinking of anything, and you're just like daydreaming, and then I just saw this violet rays just filtering in through my window, and,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going, so I know that the presence and the benevolent beings are very, very close. The veil is very thin, and perhaps it's the violet rays, Saint Germain, I don't, you know, who, but I know that the colors or the rays are shifting through a higher, you know, the violet, the purple, the magenta, the gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I really astounded about this. It may be just a little thing, you know, but I see it, and I hold on to that. I hold on to that because I know that's our ancestors. That's the being that they're helping us here. And I feel good. I feel
mm-hmm.
safe. At this time, I'm not, you know, we haven't had any, you know, it's really calm though, James, in the islands here. And you know, it's like sometimes they always say it's like the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
So, the kahunas, the medicine people are really working overtime. Really
mm-hmm.
working overtime. People may, you know, not spend money on going out to dinner anymore, but they spend money on, you know, the medicine people and coming to them and getting and emptying and their cup and asking us how do we fill it up now? What do we fill it up with?
Mm-hmm.
How do we do this?
Yeah, it is. I know we do a lot of clearing here as well, and just recently in the past couple of days, this is the most I've ever had to clear as far as astral beings or unseen influences that need to be cleared out.
Mm.
And we reached an all-time high yesterday. I mean, it was way up in the thousands, and we just kept clearing and clearing. And finally, we got peace again, you know, and everybody calmed down. But, everybody was kind of snapping at each other, and a lot of accidents, a lot of crazy stuff was going on, and I could feel it too. And I was kind of ignoring it because I'm so busy getting ready for this conference and building these buildings, and I just focused on the projects. But I realized finally, I said, okay, we got to, you know, go up in the pyramid and start doing some clearing work, and we cleared it out, and everything came back to peace. But, you know, something really big is going down, and I think it has to do a lot with, you know, some of the people checking out right now, and
yeah.
I felt that energy coming in 3 or 4 days ago, this energy that, you know, it just felt like you're going to die. But
yeah.
I knew it wasn't mine.
Yes. We're feeling it here too, James. It's like in my family, you know, that, you know, we've already had, you know, like five, you know, crossing overs. And now with all of, you know, the Hollywood stars and, you know, Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson, you know, Jane Carradine and all that, and McMahon. I mean, I feel that they are ascending at the time of, maybe they're ascending now because they're doing higher work and greater work and on higher ground, you know, like
Stevie Wonder's album, Go On to Higher Ground. And I think one of these days I might have to move up to higher ground as well. But
yeah.
I live by the ocean. You know, and the you know, tempers and people, but you know, here and fear, doubt coming up, you know, and we're and myself too, and I'm very much aloha for myself, and I know my journey, and today is a good day, and I'm I usually create my day, and there was in a couple of days ago, it was like the whole day I was fighting doubt, fear, you know, am I good? Am I enough? Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the right healing work? Am I? And doubting, I'm like, I've never done that. I know exactly what my purpose here on Earth. But that wave came through, and I said, stop it. This is a very negative force that's coming through, and it's not mine. It's not mine. So I put it into the light, and gave it to the Akua, the source, and I said no. I'm going to live the quality of my life today, and today is a good day. I shall not worry today. Since I've gone to that place of aloha, back to a place of aloha within, oh yeah, there's been so many blessed changes in my life,
mm-hmm.
And so I want to share this, you know, and how I do my clearing, how I come back to love. Back to the aloha, you know, and this is what we have in Hawaii, you know, we have aloha. I always say that we don't have diamonds or gold or silver or oil, but we do have aloha, you know, love.
I think that's a lot more valuable, if you ask me. It's,
yeah, so we're rich over here.
Yeah, you know, everybody with the diamonds and the gold are looking for that. They just don't know it.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
It's funny how the program, you know, I was talking to some people today about that came up, and that they're finally, you know, waking up and deciding to move out of the old paradigm and politics and everything else, and feeling guilty about it. And I said, you know, right now the bottom line is you've got to be true to yourself, and you're going to have to be a little selfish. And that may sound unspiritual or whatever, but you got to get on with your own unique purpose and allow other people their path, and focus your attention on your own awakening and healing 100%, because, you know, there's so many distractions going on out there and so many people trying to pull you this way and pull you that way. And the best, you know, teaching you can give them is to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life, you know, and be an example.
Yes. Yes, and I agree with that. You know, I really, truly, and that's the, I was reading an old book, a Hawaiian book, and what is it, Ano Ano, the seed, or stuff, and this is old, and it still holds true for the now, you know,
mm-hmm.
always, you know, go, you are the earth. And respect the earth and love the earth. Malama, take care of the earth. You are a part of that earth. You are a part of her core. You are a part of that, you know, and we are of the earth. We come from the stars, yes, but and we have divine, and we have the star brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
but we chose Mother Earth as our home. So we come from the star, we go over here, and now we, you know, and so at this wonderful time, I believe it's the greatest time, and we come to the year 2000, and I know it's going to be a little rocking and rolling here on the earth, because I really feel that Mother Earth is going through some, I don't know if she's going through menopause, or because we're pulling out all her resources and all her oil and crystals that needs for her to stay, you know, in balance. And so we as human beings, the old ones say, you know, know, hold that stone, pick up that lava, and put it next to your center, your solar plexus, and just breathe with it. To ask the stone, the earth, to help to heal you. Lay flat on the sand or the earth, and you know, things are simple, simple. The sun will heal you. The waters will heal you. And but now we're like we wanna just go and get, you know, facials. We wanna go get some, you know, hair dye, or, you know, we wanna all this, you know, toxin stuff. We wanna, you know, I don't know. And we're on, the children are you know, playing that the Wii, and they don't go outside, go fishing or in the swimming in the ocean anymore. They're, the little ones are just staying in the house and just on the TV or on their, you know, games. And we're electronic people now. We're electronic race. And I really feel that, you know, that the radiation and all that electricity that comes out of it all, the computers and all our cell phones, it's not a healthy thing. You know?
No. And, you know, from my understanding is that with the solar maximum, the sun's kind of in a holding pattern right now, but when it kicks on again, it's going to come on with a vengeance, and we're going to be losing the grid, you know. So you might as well just get used to doing a little gardening out there and a little fishing and getting a little closer to the land now, because that's pretty much where we're going to end up.
That's where we're going to end up. And the land will take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
The Aina.
You know, it's funny. You know, we're talking about the star nations. That the most revered job in the star nations are the gardeners. The people that grow the food are the most revered. And it's quite interesting here, you know, at the ranch. I love gardening. I mean, I've done all these amazing, you know, spiritual practices. I've studied from the best and done years of seclusion, all that stuff. And it all gets back to what really brings me joy is working with the land and landscaping and building, units that are, you know, super energy efficient, but also geometrically aligned with the earth.
So, like the old ones say, the seed, you know, gather your seeds and plant them, you know, get back to the soil, and, you know. And I was watching a thing on TV. It was about Niiau. There's seven islands here, and there's one island that is owned by the Robinson family.
Mm-hmm.
And someone went there to see what's going on, and it's like no electricity. They speak a different, more of a pure Hawaiian. It's a little different from, you know, the other islands. And they have schools, and their second language is English. Yeah?
Mm.
They have no electricity. No? They are farmers. They eat, they fish, and they, they pray.
Mm-hmm.
And it will stay this way, you know. And King Kamehameha IV, before he wrote a letter to the Robinson family, and he said, one day, you know, where Hawaii is now, it's very beautiful, and this is like it's the, you know, we're looking at the end, like up to the 1700s, and it's beautiful now, and he wants to keep. He says he promised. They asked the Robinson family, please keep it this way. He has a vision, and he said, because one day there will become a time of today where major shift, people will, you know, the energy, they don't want to take care of the land anymore. Big business wants to come in. They want to take, you know, and change everything. Change, you know, make everything modern or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they signed a letter that they will never have electricity on the land, and will not be, you know, modern, and cell phones, they don't have telephones. They don't have telephones there. And when you look at the children, they're happy. He says his generation, his children, and he has like, he has 9 children or 7 children. And they said, do you think they want to go to, you know, Oahu or Maui or live on the mainland? And none of them want to leave the island. They want to take care of the land, plant their seeds, and live a very simple, peaceful, happy life, you know. And it was so beautiful, you know, to see.
Yeah. I wonder what happened if I visited them. They'd probably hang me.
I think they'd find you fascinating. You're not Captain Cook.
No.
You're not here to take, you're here to give.
Yeah. I'd probably go there and say, hey, have you seen any UFOs here? They'd probably say, of course.
Of course. We talk with them. They're in the ocean.
Yeah.
Not only in the sky, the old Lemurian temples are in the ocean.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So when you come to Maui, I'll show you and where they are. And the energy is really, whoo, when I took a boat over and I saw this light in the, you know, in deep blue sea where it's black.
Mm-hmm.
And this light came out of the ocean like a beam. And I just knew that either there's a starship under there or that the Lemurian, the ancient, you know, sea beam, whatever you want to call them, merman, merpeople, mermer.
Yeah.
And it's real. It's so real, you know, so real. And
yeah, we were out there off the coast of Kona there on a dolphin swim. And I'll never forget it. We were out there, and all of a sudden, you know, I told everybody, I go, where's that light coming? He goes, what are you talking about? I said, look under the boat. And the whole, underneath the boat, this brilliant light came up, and it lit everything up in the water. And it was very intense. And some of the people on the boat actually got nauseated and threw up,
yes.
You know, and they got really sick from the energy.
Yes.
And I was just beaming with it. I had a big, blissful grin on, and I was going, what is going on here? And I could feel it. And that's what I saw, is that it was an extremely high-frequency light that if you weren't prepared or whatever, you know, it would push you through. You know, it would push you through like ego loss or whatever.
Yeah.
And they couldn't. Some of the people on the boat had a really hard time with it, and they got very nauseated. But I just loved it. And I was out swimming in it, you know, with the dolphins and everything. But you know, I felt so energized and so supercharged after that. But there's definitely something underneath the water in certain places, exactly like you're talking about. And I experienced it firsthand.
Yes. Yes, and if you resist and you go, oh, I feel something different. I feel this energy, and it's like you feel nauseous. It's like you're fighting a battle of, oh, you know, you're on the edge, and you're wondering why, and your fingers are gripping the ends of the boat and turning white knuckles. And I said to myself, no, let it go.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then when I released that fear, released that energy, I just wanted to jump in and go straight to that light, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. My first impression was that it was some either an ultra dimensional or a craft or like the ancient ones, you know, some kind of an underground city or doorway or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it was extreme high frequency energy or higher consciousness and energy that was present, you know, and I don't know exactly what the source of that was, but the dolphins sure loved it. You know, they were having fun with it.
Yeah, they love it. They're I have a picture. Someone, an artist, you know, I forget his name. And he draws the underwater temples of Lemuria, and the dolphins are all swimming through there, you know.
Yeah,
and I was fascinated with his art, and I had gotten one of them, and I just, it's real. And we have, on the, like going to Lahaina side, Olawala side, I know the temple or some forest is there. And that's where I saw the beam of light. So when I go there, I always pray at the ocean's edge. And then these opal, they call it Maui diamonds, these crystals that look like gold, like a gold light in them that shine. And they come up through shore. They come up. And this one beach there that's near the temple. I gather some and I give thanks. And the vibration of these stones are incredible. They're incredible. I'm sure they're like the Lemurian, the real Lemurian, you know, crystals that they glow inside. And unlike our lava, you know, it's like the polarity, you know, deep black, shiny blue lava. And then you have this crystal that has like an opal that's bright gold light in it coming out. Iridescent. It's lovely. And
you have to bring some with you.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, I definitely want to see it. It sounds intriguing. I'd love to, you know, hold it
okay.
and sense the energy from it.
Yeah, I keep it in the water. I keep, you know, I have it in a jar, and I'll bring the jar with me because I think they should stay in the water, you know, in the salt water. And my mother told me long ago that they were abundant. They was abundant, and it would wash up the shore. And big pieces, you know, like, and they would make jewelry out of it. But now, not so much. Only pieces of, you know, big as maybe your thumb or something. But they were, or like a thumbnail. And now, you know, you have to go dive deep, I guess, in there. But the water current there is very strong. And
yeah.
You have to be an diver.
Well, maybe with all these storms, they'll throw you up some.
Yeah.
Throw you up some on the beach.
Yeah. I just ask Spirit and go into that place, and he brings it up to me. And he just said, they just say, sit down and don't go looking for it. It'll come to you. Just sing your songs and your chants. And then when I open my eyes and I look, I put my hands, I kind of up, you know, dig it to the ground a little bit, the sand, and there you go, you know. I'm like, yeah. He's like,
yeah, I had a battle once. It was when I first started awakening, and they taught me that there are spirits out there that aren't so, you know, benevolent. You know, they're extremely malevolent, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started opening up, after my near-death experience, I had a run-in with this one, and it was quite a battle, and tried to take over my body and everything. And after I was all done, I battled all night with this thing, and I didn't have the tools I have now to clear these entities. But I ended up going down to the beach, and I just walked into the ocean about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I just felt it was so cleansing and everything. And then I sat on the beach, and I had a little you know, swear session with the masters, you know, saying, what the hell is the matter with you? I thought I had protection, you know, what was this all about? And, they told me I needed to experience that. That was one of my initiations, and I needed to have that experience to know that there are these forces out there, they do exist, and to also, you know, and they said you did well, you know, you did well in the experience. So it was quite interesting, but I told him, I said, you know, this is all nuts. You know, I quit. I'm just going to go back to a regular job. Heck with it, you know. And then I said, I want solid proof that this is real, you know, or I'm done. I quit. And then, you know, I'm in meditation having a conversation with him. And next thing I know, my eyes, and there's this beautiful heart-shaped stone, perfect heart-shaped stone sitting right in front of me.
Oh.
And nothing else on the beach. I looked up and down the beach. There weren't Yeah, I mean, it was just sand. There wasn't anything. There weren't any shells, seaweed, nothing. And here's this perfect heart-shaped stone right in front of me. And it was quite interesting because I picked it up and I walked inside, and Tom Dongo, who was a remote viewer, very tapped in, he looked at it and he said, Jesus manifested that for you. He said, you needed solid proof. And I about fell out of my chair when he told me that, because, I mean, I could have been talking to anybody, and he picked the right person, and then he knew why they manifested it. So
wonderful.
And I
yes.
still have it. I keep it with me.
Have
and,
it?
And,
good.
Quite an end. I'll show it to you next time you're here.
Yeah. I thought
it's folded up on the mound there.
It's, I know, I walk along the beach, and it's like the heart-shaped stones come right up, you know, and
uh-huh.
I see it. I, oh, thank you. And I love it. I collect the heart-shaped stones. It's just made that way from the earth and the water or the tumbling. It's amazing. So much love. There's so much. If you look, you'll find it, you know. The treasures are there.
Uh-huh.
You know, treasures are there. You have to see through your other eyes, not the two eyes. You know, you see through your other eyes, and you feel. You know, talking about stone and the ancient Hawaiians, when they took the evil spirit or the illness or sickness, they would cast it into a stone. Okay. Some kahunas, not all. They would cast it in. So that's so we are very careful about picking stones. They're alive to us. They are the, you know, we have tupuna, we have kahuna, kane and wahine, the female, the male stones. And this sometimes, we have to be very careful what stones we pick. And I picked one stone and to make a stone garden, and but this stone was not, just didn't feel right, and so I had a stone kahuna, pohaku kahuna, come from Molokai, and he came to bless my garden, and he went straight to that. I didn't tell him, straight to that stone, and he said, this one has a bad spirit, and he did a chant. And he said he set the spirit free.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, people say, oh, we can take stones. It doesn't matter. And I said, you take it and you see some, you might take the wrong stone. And if you're just going to take it and take it to the mainland or where you come from and just, you know, put it in a drawer, you know, don't respect it and honor it as a being, an entity like we do, we love our stone there. Then things happen, and sure enough, my P.O. box has stones. They mail it back to me. Please take it back. Nothing but trouble. My finances has gone down. You know, my husband died, and I went, oh my goodness, and I've been ill, da da da. And yeah, I take it back, and I put it back to the ocean. I take it back to the and so it's like you said, when you, there is the darkness, there is the light, there are good, there's, you know, the good energy and there's the negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to walk that fine line and stay in tono, you know, and the battle, again, you battle yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They battle the self. Yeah.
I love the Cherokee saying where they have that, they talk about we have two wolves inside of us.
Mm.
And one wolf is just pure love and joy and bliss, and the other one's just pure selfishness and anger and againstness and jealousy and everything else, and they're at war, they're battling. Mm. And the kid asked the grandfather, he said, well, which one will win? He says, the one you feed.
And that is true. That is true.
And I see that over and over again. It's, you know, I had several golden opportunities to feed that other one. you know, the past 3 days. And I just said, you know, I am not even going to feed that. I'm not going to react to it. I'm not going to give it any energy whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And I'll feed the other one, you know. And,
yeah.
And you know, sure enough, everything just kind of straightened itself out.
It does, doesn't it? It does, you know. It's like the people that have a lot of money that are wealthy here, you know, I see them. They're very afraid. They're very scared for the future, you know. They're very in fear. And businesses are closing down and, you know, and houses are, there's so many for sale or short sale homes. And I'm like, oh, my dear, you know. And I see it around me. But, you know, James, when you have nothing but you're just, and you appreciate what you have, oh, no problem.
Oh, yeah. And you're willing to share it, you know, as well. You know, you get the people the right mindset when everybody shares, there's no problem.
Yeah. We grow our avocados and our coffee, our bananas, and we share with our neighbors. We eat. What they got, they share their coconut. Mango season is coming now. So, mango season here. And they share, you know, with each other. That is aloha, you know. And that's how I remember my, when we were growing up, too. We were all farmers, both sides of my family. And we share with our neighbors. And then we come home, we see a big basket full of avocados or lychee or mangoes at our doorstep, and we never locked our door, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We would have a grocery full of in the car, shopping for food, and we didn't ever lock our door, even if we went do more shopping somewhere else. No one would steal, you know, when I was growing up. But after the armed forces came in, like the Navy and.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, you know. My mother said they would open their harm. They feel that they came so far away from their families in the mainland. We opened up our whole homes. My parents would, the grandmother, they would open their homes to the sailors, or you know, that came so far away, and we fed them, and that was our aloha. We gave back, you know. We treated them like they were our brother and our sister. Now, you know, we wouldn't do that anymore. You know, where does that, you know, of course, because they started stealing from the homes and stuff like that, which was, you know, where does the balance, you know, I guess, you know, all that stuff. But now we don't do it. No, we don't. Who are you? You're a foreigner. We don't know you. So people are more staying in their clique, or you know, their tribe or their village, and kind of like, who are you? We don't know you. And that's a shame, because that's so far from what we were brought up with, the Aloha spirit, you know. And we need to come back together as a people, as a tribe, as one earth, one people, one song. We have to start trusting each other again, you know, and help other. That's, you know, this is mine, that's yours. So this is a it's going to be a good journey. It's going to be a good path for us. But I feel that here on the islands we have aloha, and people that I come, you know, my girlfriend works at the Four Seasons, you know, and with the, it's like 2000 a night, and people, they come for a week or 2 weeks, and they don't know about the goddess Pele or Kanaloa or, you know, Haleakala or the vortexes, you know, and our ancestors, the rainbow beams. They just know that this is a real nice vibration here, you know. Yeah, and that there is a feeling, there is a sense, the air, the breeze, you know,
mm-hmm.
things happen, the water, and so we're very fortunate to be here at this island. You know,
yeah, I can't wait to get back out there.
Yeah. Yes, we have a place for you.
Yeah, I just, you know, fell in love with the energies there. And after, I feel like I've been through the war zone here. Even though we have a beautiful place up here and really high energy here, it's been a lot to keep it, you know, keep it going and maintain it and things like that. But, you know, when I went there to Maui, I basically went there to heal and just to release anything out of my energy fields and bands. And as soon as I jumped in that ocean, boy, it all just started, like, melting away. It was amazing.
Yeah. And that's first thing. Got to go to the ocean. When you come,
yeah.
Go to the ocean. Yeah, right. You know, and it's a healing. It's a very healing place. The energy here, you know, we are one of the doorways, you know,
uh-huh.
to the stars here. And the vortex is a really beautiful place. I've been experiencing, like you said, the soul system, how, you know, the energies are changing and how you have to fight real hard
mm-hmm.
and fight your, stay in pono, stay in balance. And, you know, the Haleakala is the house of the rising sun, where, and it's very, it's a sleeping volcano, but it could stir and it could, you know, become alive again.
Mm-hmm.
But I was up there last night, James, and I felt a sense of peace. The last time I was there, maybe 6 months ago, it was like, ooh, this energy was like putting me off balance, like, and
uh-huh.
I was going to faint or something. And when I was there, I had to, all my power had to stay, you know, stay standing while I was doing ceremony. But last night, when I was there, I was called to do ceremony again, hola, hola, and, oh, you know, really,
uh-huh.
I don't know if I shifted or was it my consciousness or, you know, is it the earth? But it's like I said, the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're in the eye.
We're feeling that here right now, the same thing. I feel the same thing, but, you know, we're so out of touch with civilization, you might say, that, you know, we do know what's going on in the outer world, but it doesn't really affect us. You know, because we have simplified, and the way we've done things, we're not, you know, we don't have huge mortgages and giant car payments and all those other things to deal with, and, you know, excessive rents, and, you know, we've just continued to simplify over the past few years and, you know, build everything yourself. If you don't have money for it, you don't, you know, you don't need it.
Yeah, don't need it. Simplify, see?
Yeah. And so, you know, with all these shifts and changes and everything, we're just kind of watching them happen, you know, rise and fall. And I think it's good. You know, everybody needs to do that. They got trapped, you know, into this seeking love, acceptance, and approval through outer appearances and toys and keeping up with the Joneses and this insane planned obsolescence society we have. You know, they keep buying more and more toys and attach their love and joy and you know, to these toys. And, you know, it's destined to fail, basically. And you are going to lose those toys because your spirit's going to set it up that way. And so you find it within self.
And where you live, I was there in June, and it's like, wow. The land, so, you know, you don't, for miles, you just see beauty, 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 you know, and no buildings, the buffalo, and, you know, the Aino, just happy over there,
mm-hmm.
and Mount Adams, the stars were like, so beautiful, and it's close, you know, you're almost in heaven, like, over there.
The ship sure loved having you come. They put on quite a show for you when you came.
They sure did. The first day. And it wasn't even nighttime.
Uh-huh. It wasn't even dark yet, and they started coming in, you know, and powering up and doing all kinds of things.
They were putting a show on for me. they welcomed me, and I could feel the energy that, and the orbs. Oh, there were dancing all around.
Oh, yeah, they're every color you can think of. We just had a news crew out here two nights ago, and they just had their minds blown, and now they're trying to figure out how they're going to write about this. And they did an interview with me, and I really dropped some intense stuff on them, and they're going, now what do we do? You know, they don't know what to do with it, or I'm sure it's going to be edited quite a bit. But, you know, it'll go into their mindset. But hopefully, you know, something good comes about it, because I don't want to mention who it is right now, because it seems that other forces seem to pull the plug on it before it gets out there. But it's, you know, a major news group came out here, and you know, the ships did come in, and they filmed quite a few of them, but they missed the big ones that came in right over our heads and powered up, because the way they were set up with their tripods, they couldn't get it, you know, because it went right over our heads. And by the time they got their cameras on it, you know, it was too late. Basically, it went back down to a smaller ship.
I really am excited about the conference. I'm an island girl. I don't like to travel unless, you know, I get the word from Akua. And then, okay, you got to go to Japan, you got to go to Europe, you got to go to Salt Lake. And I've told my people, and a few of my people have contacted me from the mainland and said, we're going to be there, Nahi, we're going to be there. And I'm very excited that I will have some of my friends come and experience. And I truly believe that there is going to be quite a show.
Yeah.
And the like-minded people that will be there and raising their vibration,
mm-hmm.
you know, and connecting to all of that is there, above and below, and the unseen, you know. I'm just in awe. It's going to be an amazing time. I just know it. You know.
Boy, the energy sure is building. I know about a week before, that might have been what we were experiencing, but I know the solstice had a lot to do with it, but about a week before this conference, the energy starts building here like crazy, and they start really amping it up for all the people coming here. Mm-hmm. And last year, we had several spontaneous healings, and nobody could explain them. You know, to tumors just vanishing, disappearing, all kinds of bizarre things happened out in that field, not to mention the ship showing up and you know, orb central. But we've got some fun news.
There is
going to
be big time healing. There really is.
Oh, when yeah.
I said that my body just, the whole body, I just got a wave of energy, and many people will be healed. That the interplanet beings that are living in the earth there and at the mountain there,
mm-hmm.
that you told me the story about, that what the ancient Indians, you know, said. He said that they would take 3 days, the benevolent beings or the star beings, the earth beings, they let them in, and they would get healed.
Yeah.
3 days they'd come out, and they would be perfectly well. And but I really feel that they are going to be coming up and out, and that they will, they're there to help us. That they're,
oh, yeah.
They're going to do their, you know, show and their work,
yeah.
and their love will come through and their healing. So many, many people are going to be healed.
Yeah, they came out last night. The mountain opened up and we got it on film again. So we got the door opening up on the mountain and a lot of ships flying around. So it's they're definitely becoming more and more active, and they're opening up more and coming out more, and I think it's just going to increase exponentially.
Oh, Mike, very good, very good. I'm very excited, and you know that I never travel alone, James. There's great beings that come with me, my own.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Experience, you know?
Uh-huh.
So we're all coming.
great.
Be with you in the land.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait till you get here. You know, we've run out of time, unfortunately, so we're going to have to sign off.
Okay.
But I can't wait to see you, and when you get here, we'll definitely roll out the red carpet for you, and it's going to be an amazing event.
Well, thank you so much. Mahalo, malama pono, ahoi ho. Take care of the balance until we meet again.
All right, Ahoy Ji Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening. Watch the skies and watch your center, because you're going to be tested. There's a lot of energies coming in, and you're going to have to stay centered through these energies and become the observer and try not to react to all the craziness. You know, just allow people their process. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.